I never realized how unruly my family is until I try to get them to do a video with me. But here they are. Welcome back to the Faith of the Fathers podcast. All right, I have my family in here because we've been traveling as family doing ministry for over 13 years, and we've been doing church out of our home for the last two. And people want to know, what is that? How are your kids handling that? How is your family handling that? Do you guys burn out? So today we're going to talk about favorite memories, least favorite memories, the good, the bad, the ugly, about traveling, about doing ministry, about your dad being in ministry, and being a teenager. So
are we really going to get to all of those? Teenager?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It's an ambition, and we're aiming for it. So on the road, Susie, what has it been like? Are you happy as a wife in general? Okay, that's a bad question to start with.
Yes, okay.
All right, so
it's okay.
Yeah. 13 years on the road. I mean, not all on the road.
No. Very on and off.
This is not the life you dreamed of.
No.
But you're dreaming of it now because you're living it.
Yeah. And I think I've been conditioned now after 13 years to like it.
Oh, okay. So you do like it a little bit. We have been to every state except Hawaii. Do you hope that we make it to Hawaii?
Sure.
I mean, it's the middle of February. It'd be a good time to make it to Hawaii.
Sounds expensive. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys want? Do you guys want to make it to Hawaii?
I just want to fly in a plane again.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh wow. Well, easy. You know, simple pleasures.
Oh look, yeah. Land, and it's a beach. Yay! But the plane's cooler.
Yeah. Well, for me, I just as a math guy, 49 states. We just need to kind of make it 50. I feel like we can't really be done with the season of traveling, if we're ever done with it.
Then we're going to Hawaii like next week.
You ready to
count your change? Because we're going.
You're done traveling. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, we might get to that because I feel like our season of our type of traveling is morphing, but that I don't know if we'll get.
Yeah,
to that
it's
today.
Morphed all along.
Yeah. So, Justice, you've been with us from the very beginning because Susie was pregnant on our first venture and she didn't even know it yet. But you were there making mom sick in New Orleans. The rest of us were sick just because it was New Orleans. And so do you remember that trip? Was that one of your favorites?
Well, it was kind of dark and I couldn't see anything. So, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk. So you're 13 now and... you know, how's that going?
Life normal.
Really? Is there anything normal about being 13?
Dad, shut up. Anyway.
See? okay, so Justice, give us your favorite a memory of road tripping.
Oh, wow.
And your most embarrassing.
Like for me?
Either one.
I guess I like going to Alaska. My favorite memory is probably like seeing all the mountains when I flew in.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And most embarrassing for like me.
For you.
We'll let mom tell her own stories.
Okay. Okay.
Own stories.
Yeah. Most embarrassing. That doesn't happen to me. So. We're just gonna pass.
How about like something on stage, like?
Oh.
I don't know.
One time, my nose started running on stage, and I had to turn around and wipe it off.
Probably nobody noticed. So you started out playing a banjolele, and now you're playing a keyboard. You're playing really playing like a Hammond organ sound a lot of times, and the piano. What has it been like for your dad to? Would you say more that your dad has made you be part of the ministry, or has he allowed you to be part of the ministry? Which one do you think is more true?
I mean, well, it started off and you're like, here, Justice, play this. This is how you play that. And I was like, oh. And then it kind of turned into, Justice, you can't play video games until you practice music. So I guess it's kind of made.
I made up that rule.
You did?
I thought I did. I made up that rule.
He made up that rule.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
I approve of that rule. That's a very good rule.
It's worked very well. Sometimes too well. It's like as soon as school is done, I have kids banging the door down to get me to practice with them. Not because they care about practice so much. You have been developing your skills though, playing some electric guitar recently?
Yeah. Because I'm 13, so I play the electric guitar.
So we're going to get to Carly here in a minute, too, but I wanted to ask you, Justice, do you, at this point, you've been doing this all your life. You've played on stage in front of thousands of people.
Or said scripture verses before he could hold a banjolele.
That's true. Well, Carly actually did that first while Justice was holding the banjolele, but, same difference. So do you see yourself, like my dad painted houses, so I expected to paint houses. Do you see yourself in ministry in the future, or do you see yourself as like, I'm 18, I'm out of here, Dad. See you later.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about that.
That's the kind of thing you think about after 13. Just saying.
Yeah, right now I need to think about buying candy and doing stupid stuff with fireworks.
Okay, so I've got a little more time of free labor. All right, Carly Jane over here. Carly started out on the... she started out doing Psalms, actually. She memorized Psalm 23. I was reciting... I would say a line to the kids, and they would repeat it back to me. And at one point, she was still in her car seat, and she just didn't wait for me. She just said the whole thing. And I was like, whoa! So she started out that way. And then she started playing the drums, and she says that Wesley ruined her career when he took over the drums and moved her onto the violin.
I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. That was like 5 years ago. Do you want that career back? Do you wish you could play the drums more?
No.
Okay. I was just wondering.
So Carly's always given me fits about playing the violin.
That's just because it's fun.
She's gotten better and better. You've gotten pretty amazing, Carly. So
at what?
At the violin.
Not at your fits.
So what? How do you feel about the violin these days?
I don't know.
So if it was not a negative comment, that counts as a positive comment in Carly's
definitely.
World. So what is your favorite, one of your favorite memories of traveling and doing ministry?
I like going to New Jersey.
New Jersey? Because of family?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. What is your least favorite memory traveling?
I don't know.
You can't think of one? Like maybe in Texas when we were all throwing up?
No, I liked that actually.
What?
Why?
Wow, well you're easy to please.
Because we got to see Dude Perfect. We saw their headquarters.
We would have seen them anyway, even if we weren't throwing up. And if you didn't catch that, she said, we got to see Dude Perfect. We went to their headquarters, you know. That is a cool thing about traveling.
While we were throwing up.
Seeing other things. All right, so Susie's got some questions for the kids. I'm going to pass it off to the mom to ask some questions here.
Do you feel like what we do is good and important?
Where's that on your list?
Shush, don't look at my list.
Oh.
So you think it's good. Do you think it's important?
Yeah.
Do you feel like, do you remember a moment where you believe or felt like that God used you?
Yeah.
Can you describe that time? I'd be interested to hear that.
Well, just like, I mean, usually you can, like, tell when you're playing music and then people start crying that something's happening, so. Yeah. And I can just, and just.
Why do you think they cry? I mean, I know it can be different at different times, but what do you think generally is why people cry when we play music?
I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of different reasons. I just, it just seems like people are really impacted sometimes.
Have you ever been really impacted by like, the experience of doing ministry?
I mean, probably, but not that I can name. Like, I mean, like, it's a faith-building thing, but I'm just, I don't really think about, like, the money or anything like that. I'm just like, are we there yet?
Yeah,
I've
got questions.
Think about if I have any Cheetos left.
Speaking of Cheetos, what are the three most important things to have in the car?
Lucy's
Carly,
baby.
Why don't you go first? Lucy's baby, yeah, her rag doll that she has to have to sleep with. That probably is the most important thing in the car, but, like, for you, like, let's just assume we have Lucy's baby and we haven't forgotten it and, you know, we have gas and, like, all the, like, necessities. What, for you personally, are the three most important things to have in the van?
A built-in toilet.
No, come on, seriously. What are you going to put in your backpack and be, like, really upset if you leave it behind?
My baby. No,
your
kidding.
Baby? Justice, you want to jump in? What's she thinking?
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos.
Those are the worst.
You get the idea.
Messiest, most stinkiest things to have in the van. No,
we need to talk, popcorn. Too, about the food food money wars that happened, too. Food Maybe we don't wars. Need to talk about that, yeah. But it's kind of
But anyway, I'm going to say that I'm going to add this to your list, and then you guys add to it. But it's hard to get your own space. It's hard to get your own quiet time. It's hard to get a break from the family, from the noise that somebody else is making, from the kid kicking the back of your chair. It's just hard to get a moment by yourself unless you happen to be using the bathroom. Then it's probably likely that someone's banging on the door asking you when you're going to be done. So I'm going to say MP3 players.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of a new thing. We had
that's a new thing.
That was one of those 13 things.
I'm not 13-year-old.
I just mean, you know, Justice broke the barrier of 13.
But now Wesley and Joey also have been allowed to have MP3 players, which I think also helps them, too, because it gives you kind of like your own bubble for, like, a temporary...
Yeah. But we have always tried to limit that because of wanting to have the shared experience of what we're seeing and also many times what we've listened to, because we've listened to lots of stories on tape. But that's also... You know, there's so many different ages and personalities that people need their own space.
So back to your backpack, though. You've got your MP3 player, two other things. What do you need?
I guess snacks.
What?
Snacks are important, too.
Snacks. Just like, your personal snacks.
Because then when mom and dad say no, then you can just, like...
Yeah, I guess that's how it works.
I just, like... the two other things can be different, but it's, like, in two basic categories. Sugar and corn syrup and gluten. Have one of each of those, and you'll be good.
So I want to go back to the other question that Justice answered, but Carly didn't, that you had about, like, do you see what we're doing as being important or valuable?
Yes, I said yes already.
So can you give an example of why, or maybe an instance where you saw its importance?
Don't look at me.
Oh, sorry. Too much pressure.
Well, we were in a tent once, and I like that.
In a tent?
Yeah. That place. Do you remember?
When we were singing in a tent?
David's tent, you mean?
Oh, that felt, like, important or meaningful?
What David's tent?
I'm getting ready to move on from this question.
The tent in Washington, D.C., or the tent in Montana?
I don't really pay attention to where we are.
Oh, wow. Okay, so one time in a tent, Carly thought that was important. Very impactful. All right, so
and in their bags, they need MP3ers and snacks and snacks and snacks.
Can I ask a question, or you want to go to your next question, too?
Did you want to add anything to the backpack? You like to draw in the car or read a book.
I can't draw in the car.
Excuse
Great.
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, can I ask a question and then go back there? So, we have been, and you, for those of you who've been following us for a while, you know, we've been doing deliverance ministry, that's exposed the kids to a lot of stuff. So, I want to know, were you ever scared and weirded out by the things that you saw or by Dad himself, like maybe when your parents prayed over you in tongues or something like that. Like, what are some, have you ever been weirded out or freaked out by any of our experiences?
No. Not really.
Okay. Pretty normal. All right, back to Mommy's questions.
Okay. What are the most annoying things that Mom or Dad...
Oh, man. Hey, get those fingers away from me.
...do in the van? Like, as we're driving.
Embarrassing things?
No, just what annoys you?
Oh, when Dad turns on a podcast and it's really annoying and long and boring.
Life has gotten harder for me.
What about you?
I guess, man, so many things to choose from. The thing that probably annoys me the most is when I ask, are we there yet? And Dad's like, justice, we'll get there when we're there.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, but when? And he'll be like, that's justice! Like- Don't be a pest.
It's like mutually annoying for both of you.
Oh, yeah.
I remember another time where Dad was like, this has happened a couple times, actually. Dad will yell at random people because he thinks they're his friends.
What?
What did that
happen?
He'll say, hey! And then it's not the person he thought it was.
I mean, like driving around town? Okay.
I would say for me personally, I need to use the bathroom when we just left the place 15 minutes ago is probably one of my greatest pet peeves. And I could guess probably fairly that Susie's pet peeve is saying, Carl, I have to use the bathroom, and then Carl not believing her for a good hour.
I mean, that's true, but actually even more than that is when the baby or the toddler has been crying, and you just know that they need a nap. There's nothing you can do to console them. And they finally fall asleep. And then, like, 5, 10, 15 minutes later, someone's like, I really need to go to the bathroom right now, really bad. And it's just really devastating.
All right, so question for the kids. And for Susie, you can answer this too. Would you prefer that Dad, meaning me, would you prefer that Dad would travel and do ministry alone or that he takes the whole family?
Takes the whole family.
Yeah, I think if you were gone a lot for a long time, we would resent it.
Yeah,
and I think we'd probably need like emotional healing or something.
Yeah. Probably need emotional healing or something.
And it's been very sanctifying for me too, just to realize, I guess like by being gone, you don't realize how much of your responsibility is being neglected when you're just gone, when you're just absent, and having the family there with you makes me also appreciate more what you do throughout the day, just because it's an unending addressing situations, caring for people, fielding questions and problems and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's been great to
fielding questions and problems. You make me sound like an athlete.
Yeah, you're like,
I'm like an athlete mom, and
an emotional athlete. Yeah. So do you have another question for the kids?
Here's a question. I think this will be my last. What is a terrible thing that happened on one of our trips that turned into like a hilarious story that you like to tell people?
I guess like that time where we were, and this is kind of an old story, but the time where we were in a fellowship hall while everyone was eating, and me and Mom were on mats in like
in a corner
throwing up while everyone was eating a potluck.
That was ridiculous.
It's pretty horrible.
Mine was probably, we went to go sing at a homeless mission, and I was wearing a sneaker and a flip-flop.
Also,
didn't somebody give you money at that mission too? I guess they felt sorry.
We also sang at a rescue mission on one of our trips where all of them, people are in a rough state. But this one, it seemed like everyone was crazy. They really had like a crazy look in their eye.
The one that she's talking about?
I don't know, but I know it was around that time that Carly just basically decided all rescue missions are out. She doesn't want to go to rescue missions. Do you remember that?
Yes, I don't like rescue missions. They can be intense.
Yes, they can be intense. So also I wanted to ask, we recently did a trip with friends, which for those of you the vlog for that came out the same day as this podcast is coming out, and that was a lot of fun. Multiple families going. You guys pretty much loved that, didn't you?
Yeah,
that was fun for everybody. I think mission in general is better in fellowship with other people. You get to enjoy the highs together more, and you also get to comfort each other and endure and kind of appreciate the lows together. It's much more rich doing it with people. So if you have never done evangelism or like intentional ministry, you really need to do it. It's going to bless your life and get your family involved, right?
Sure. Whatever.
So are you guys going to cast out demons sometime soon?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, we're going to work on that. I have another question. We've been doing church at home for the past 2 years. That requires a lot out of the family, sacrificing rooms, cleaning up, hosting people, then cleaning up again. What do you guys think about church at home? Would you rather it not be at home?
I'd rather be doing it in a building, but I guess I'd rather do it than go to a normal church like we were.
Yeah, it's annoying. I mean, it's annoying to wear dresses and get up every morning if you're going to church.
Getting up every morning is so hard.
So what do you do when you're going to church in your living room? Just wear your pajamas?
Yeah, no. You don't have to wear a dress. And then you can go play outside.
That's true. What about you, Suze?
It's definitely harder hosting it, but it definitely feels more meaningful.
Yeah, well, I'd say it's richer, for sure.
Yeah.
And you build closer bonds with people because they're in your living room.
Yeah, and then we also have a potluck after church every Sunday, mm-hmm. and that allows you to not be hangry and talk.
Yeah, yeah. And also, we're not boxed into like, this is church, so we have to have a pulpit and we have to sing these songs. And I mean, we definitely have a rhythm and a pattern to kind of how we do worship, but we're also in a house, we're in a living room, and we're just being normal people. And that, I think that's a blessing. So, all right. Well, I think that does it for me. Any final words? Any final thoughts? What about the family out there that's like, or the dad out there, I should say, who's like, I want to take my kids across the country. I want to have faith adventures with them. What advice would you give to that dad right now?
I need a tissue.
That's what you would tell him?
No.
Okay, just wipe it on your sleeve like Justice did. Try to keep it in for a few minutes.
I'll wipe it on Justice's sleeve. Or yours.
Advice. You just gotta make sure that your blood sugar is high and you have some gluten to eat. And
the dad needs that, or you're saying you need to make sure the kids have that? Because I feel like you're really caring for the kids at this moment.
Yeah, because they just deserve it.
Yeah, well.
I don't think any of that was practical advice except for Carly needing a tissue.
Which she didn't get. So I guess we're going to wrap this up. All right. Thanks for being in the studio. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you have a question for next time, if I let these guys in the studio again. No. If we do this again, you know, what are your questions? So, all right. Thanks for being with me, you guys.
Bye.
See you later.